Now boarding, the official boarding area podcast would like to welcome aboard all listeners. This nonstop service includes interviews, reviews, and insights from our talented crew of bloggers. Episode number 31 is now boarding.
Joining Captain Ed Pizza in the cockpit on today's episode is Adam Yellen from the blog Deals We Like. Make sure those tray tables are stowed, your seats are in the upright position. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Now Boarding Podcast, where we talk shop with the best minds in travel. Whether you're looking to get to Orlando or Australia, we've got those covered and everything in between. We've got an interesting guest this week. We're going first spouse blogger. We're going to have Adam from Deals We Like on, and you've heard Jen a whole bunch on my other podcast, Miles to Go, and she's been on Now Boarding as well. And we affectionately refer to him as Mr. Deals. But before we bring him on, I want to take a quick moment to ask you for help. Ask the same things every week. If you're enjoying the podcast, I hope you'll tell a friend, help us grow the audience. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, if you could just hit that subscribe button, that means you'll get access to our show for free as soon as we publish a new episode. And we'd love it if you leave us a rating and a comment. We read all of your comments, and by subscribing and rating the podcast, you're helping us reach out to more listeners. With all that said, let's bring on Mr. Deals. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Ed.
Yeah, this one's going to be fun for me because, you know, as you said in our lead up, you talked about the life of being married to a points hoarder. And I think my wife and you could probably start a support group because I think she feels the same way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can count on my hand how many times a day I get in trouble for not doing something right in the points and miles world.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember I was on the phone with another friend of ours, Summer, Mommy Points, and I remember her husband walked in and mentioned something about their daughter had broken her Apple Watch, I think, or something like that. And he had to go to the Apple store and get a new one and obviously didn't use a shopping portal or anything like that. And Summer was just sort of like, that's great. Like, I really wanted to spend money today and not earn any extra miles on it whatsoever. And it's like, I could see Josh rolling his eyes just like my wife would.
Oh, yes. Yes. I deal with that almost daily.
So, I should know this because, I mean, Jen and I talk every week, but, you know, I don't know where in sort of like your relationship travel came into it. Were you guys still dating when she was, a crazy miles and points hoarder like I am, or like did it develop later in the relationship?
Yeah. So the thing I've known Jen, so I don't know if you know our backstory, but Jen and I have known each other since we were about 11 years old.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
We went to summer camp together and actually ended up working at that summer camp. And we had always remained friends throughout the years. And then after college, we got together. We were living in different cities and we were actually doing a lot of travel back and forth to one another. I was in New York. She was in D.C. And she had the benefit of being a consultant and flying somewhere different every week. So she would actually just fly back from wherever she was at to New York and live at my apartment most of the time on the weekends.
Hmm. Interesting. Huh. So was she, at that point, she was using her points from consulting to get herself back and forth?
She was actually using the benefit of the fact that all the consulting jobs she was on, she could book a flight to and from pretty much wherever as long as it remained within a certain budget. So, for example, I believe she had a project in Massachusetts with Dunkin' Brands at one point. And so she was flying.
Donuts.
Yes, I know. Yes.
I digress.
She was flying from D.C. to Boston every week. And rather than flying back to D.C., she could just fly to New York on the weekends. So it was great early on in our relationship because we were doing a pseudo long distance relationship, but she was traveling every week regardless. So she loved coming to New York. She had a lot of friends there, and it allowed us to be together a lot more often than I think it would have if we were relying on one another to either go to DC or go to New York every other weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And based on the timing, she, and you know, the fact that those weren't big Southwest cities back then, she was doing all that without her beloved companion pass.
Oh, yes. I was doing a lot of this on the bus, which is probably my least favorite way to travel.
Not Amtrak? Because that's an easy way to get up and down Northeast Corridor.
Easy. But when you're just out of college and making no money living in Manhattan, it's the bus is the most affordable option.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. I commuted in and out of the city for a while as well, but you know, somebody was always paying for my train ticket, so I guess I didn't really think about being that college kid and not having the money to be able to afford Amtrak or Metro North versus the bus. But I can't imagine that was a very fun ride.
No, not at all. Not at all. Nowadays, it's funny. So we live in the Boston area, and I go back and forth between New York and Boston fairly often, almost every other week. And I mostly take the Acela because it's just, for me, it's the best way to travel between the two cities.
Yeah.
But unless I'm trying to get status on an airline or I've been told I need to do something by Jen. I'll stick to the train because I've many years of buses and I want to be in comfort when I travel between two cities like this.
Yeah, and for me too. I mean, I live a little bit too far away from DC to do the train for all the things I want to do. But when I can, yeah, I mean, you know, being able to go from DC to New York and actually be in New York when I get off the train, be right at Penn Station, is a huge benefit for me. And you know, for those folks who do or don't listen to Miles to Go, if you don't listen to Miles to Go, my other podcast, you should. We have a segment coming up with Miss Deals, Jen, on Amtrak and their new promo. So we're going to be, we'll have that on next week. So just a week from when this episode airs with Adam. So there's a pretty good promo out right now for some free travel this summer if you're using Amtrak now. And I would bet that Jen already has all the math worked out on that for you guys.
Of course, although she's probably mad at me right now because I was just on Amtrak this week and actually had booked 2 one-way trips just because my timing was really uncertain. So I don't think that trip qualified for this free ride.
We won't, free, we won't
get one free promotion, but
well, we won't tell her, I promise.
I'm sure she's sitting outside of the door right now listening to me and going to give me a hard time.
So when you talk about giving you a hard time, we're definitely departing from the standard script of questions because I can't help but pick your brain on this stuff. Can you think of any examples where you got taken out behind the woodshed for not following the rules?
Oh, geez. Let's see. There's too many to choose from. Well, let me give you this. So as you can imagine, because she has been so focused on acquiring points and miles from various reward programs over the years, we've gone through a lot of credit cards. And generally, I try to employ this idea that I keep one credit card for all my business expenses because I have a fair bit, and then one for personal. But every so often, what happens is I'm forced to apply for another 2 or 3 different cards. And all of those come with a minimum that has to be hit to get the big bonus. So where I often get into trouble is, what card did you use for this hotel? What card did you use for that flight? And that's where I have a hard time keeping track of it all. I've told her, you know, write it on the card. Tell me what I got to do. But, you know, I can't have her controlling every bit of it. So usually something will happen where I book a hotel. I think I'm doing everything right by using that hotel's credit card. And then all of a sudden she's like, why didn't you use this? Why didn't you use this Amex? Why didn't you use this Chase? And so, yeah, that almost happened this week, but she got me before I left, so I took the right card with me.
Yeah, I may or may not put colored dots on my wife's credit cards to help alleviate said problem.
Well, here's the problem, and you know, I'm sure you can relate to this. I carry a wallet in my pocket, and I know a lot of women carry bags around. I don't have the space to carry all these credit cards, nor does my pocket. So, you know, I try to keep maybe two or three in there at most, plus a license, insurance card, all those things. But yeah, I don't want to be walking around with one of those George Costanza wallets.
Well, I can't wait to dig in some more, but we're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring Adam back and get more dirt on Jen from Deals We Like in just a moment. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast. While we're taking a break from the show, I wanted to share a new piece of my travel gear that's a perfect fit for me. I'm always looking for ways to travel lighter. I hate checking a bag. When it gets cold out, that can be quite a challenge. I have a bunch of cold weather destinations that I visit on a yearly basis. And taking a 5-day business trip to Edmonton in January means my carry-on starts to burst at the seams with sweaters and other warm clothing. I've been hunting for a vest to travel with, and I think I found the perfect one. Bluffworks released a vest a few months ago that I just received in the mail, and I've worn it out on a couple of test trips, and I'm definitely ready to say it's warm and it's lightweight, which is table stakes for any gear that I travel with. The vest also has 7 pockets, which means I can keep my phone and my passport and headphones and all the other necessities right where I need them. Bluffworks has a complete line of clothing that's geared towards travelers. Think, you know, zippered pockets right where you need them to keep things like passports safe, easy to wash without crazy special instructions, because I'm pretty bad at washing stuff, and they come out of your suitcase looking good. Check out the full line of gear at bluffworks.com. That's BLUFFworks.com. Back on the Now Boarding Podcast with Mr. Deals from Deals We'd Like. Adam is Jen's husband, partner in crime, and you know Jen is my partner in crime for Miles to Go, appearing on almost every episode with me, sharing the best deals. So, you know, Adam, I know I've heard some of these stories, but give me an idea of some of the stuff that Jen makes you do when you're traveling.
Yeah, happy to. So, let's see. I'm going to go back to last year. I had a client that I would periodically visit down in the Orlando area. For all of 2018, I was a Starwood guy through and through. So, I had this one hotel, this one Sheraton that I'd stay at every time. It was really close to my client. And there was one trip where I remember, I had just landed in Orlando. I texted her that I had arrived, and she goes, "Okay, you need to go check into this Days Inn." And I'm like, what are you talking about? Here I'm thinking, my initial thought process is, oh crap, she canceled my Sheraton reservation and I'm staying at a Days Inn. Fortunately, that was not the case. What she did have me do is drive to this Days Inn that was a few miles from the hotel I was staying at, literally just go check in, get the key, and basically get out of there for some promotion that to this day, I'm still not exactly sure what the reason was. I'm sure it resulted in a free night for us at some point. But I will say, I don't think I'll ever stay at a Days Inn after that little incident. It definitely was not my type of hotel.
Yeah, we did review on the points guy with our buddy Summer. We did review over 150 Disney hotels around the area of Disney World, and the Days Inns did not score overly high.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
That does not surprise me at all.
So, in a further attempt to get this thing as far off the rails as possible, I did text Jen to ask for some stuff, and so we're gonna go deep down the rabbit hole. So it seems at some point you might have sworn to her that all of your Marriott stays posted only months later to find out that one didn't post and you missed out on platinum status?
I don't think I've been. I think I'm good with platinum status. At least that's what she told me.
I don't know. It sounds like you might have been, missed one there. There would be a huge party foul. Yeah,
you know. But here's the way I look at it. She has lifetime. So why do I need the status now? She's completely switched me to Hyatt. I stayed in my first Hyatt of the year this week, and we're apparently all in on Hyatt status this year. So.
Well, you can't go wrong with Hyatt status. There's no question about that. But as we dig deeper and we go further down the rabbit hole, it turns out that maybe you pay the water bill with a check.
Oh God. Oh, no.
I'm telling you, she's going to keep going on you.
I can't believe this is happening. She's downstairs right now. So I pay all the house bills, and, I tell her, like, yeah, go ahead, pay the bills. But she, when I leave a bill out for her to pay, I leave it in a spot where I know she's going to see it. And I know that for weeks will go by and it doesn't get paid. So in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to get this thing paid and we'll be done with it. So I think the water bill, yeah, I've set to auto pay from my bank account. She's going to listen to this, but she's going to find out the electric bill gas bill, they do the same thing. I know she wants to go through Plastique or whatever that company is that she's always telling me I have to pay for everything through.
Yeah.
But I'd take the mindset. I just got to get it paid. So,
well, she did admit while we were texting back and forth that maybe she's gotten a little bit of retribution when there was only one first class seat available on your flight from Hawaii to Dallas.
Oh, wow. That is a good story. I forgot about that one. So this was about 6 months before we got married. In true Mrs. Deals fashion, she found some good cheap fare to Hawaii, and we did like a nice 10-day trip there in early December. Total aside, there was a massive blizzard back on the East Coast, and when we came back we had to dig our car out of like 3 feet of snow. But in any case, on the way back, she had executive platinum status at the time on American. I had no status on anything from what I remember.
Peon status.
Exactly.
Plebe status.
So traveling with her was great. So on the way home, they only had one first class upgrade available. And she looked at me and I was like, look, take it. We'll switch midway through. To me, it wasn't the biggest deal. I'm a pretty easy flyer. And midway through, we definitely did not switch seats, but the flight attendant was nice enough to bring her ice cream back to me so I could enjoy that from coach.
It's almost a tease.
It isn't. Well, you know, it was a tease for me, but I think it was even worse for the little kid that was sitting at the end of my row who was like, why is this guy getting this ice cream? So, but you know, I still love her. Traveling with her is great.
So as it happens, the texts are still coming, and it seems like you used the wrong SPG Amex. You had Amex offers to earn cash back on the card, and just you didn't even bother using the registered credit card to pay.
See, all right, so these are the ones I can't keep track of. So I think right now I have six or seven active Amex cards, something like that. Two of them are Starwood, which I guess we'll switch over to the Marriott.
Marriott Bonvoy.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't know. I can't manage which card the offer's on, and it goes back to my point earlier. I don't carry around all these cards, so sometimes I'll be 1,000 miles away from home, and she'll say, you have to use this card. And I'm like, well, sorry, I don't have it in my wallet. So I can only do so much here.
All right. So do you remember your first ever stay at Marriott many, many, many years ago?
My first stay at Marriott. Are we talking about with her?
No, not with her. Because if you don't remember, I've got the story here and I will tell it. But yeah, so apparently your first stay many moons ago, you had just signed up for a Marriott account and booked a hotel reservation. And Jen apparently found out about a few minutes before as you were walking out to go to the airport. And she made you cancel the reservation.
Yes.
New Marriott account so she could get the refer a friend points.
Yeah, I see. I don't even remember these things because there's just so many of them. Yeah, I actually think that was right around when I first started traveling for work. We had just moved in together, and I had come home from work early, was packing my stuff together, and within like the 10 minutes I had before jumping in a cab to get to the airport, she had changed my reservation, changed my Marriott number. I just kind of let her do the whole thing. And what's interesting is when I first started traveling for work, it got to a point, I think like I booked a couple things on my own and she's like, no, I'm going to take care of it. So it just got to the point. I mean, I wasn't traveling super frequently. I was maybe doing once or twice a month. I would just say to her, okay, I'm going here this week, can you take care of it? And she would do it all for me. she enjoyed doing it, so I was okay with it.
Well, we've beaten you up a fair amount, and we're almost to that point where we're going to take our last break. But I want to end it on a positive note, and I've made Jen tell this story on the podcast before. We've told it at least once on Miles to Go, but there is a shining, redeeming quality to Mr. Deals, and it involves a mistake that Jen made. So do you remember when she forgot to book your daughter a seat with her companion pass?
I do remember that. But you know what? I don't even remember where we were going now that I think of it.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly where you guys were going, but it was one of the holidays. It was one of the big holiday trips.
Yeah, I think we were probably going to the Hyatt in Cancun. The Hyatt Ziva, which we've gone to a couple times. Yeah. And she always books with the companion pass. And generally, she's pretty good about putting one of our kids on that pass, you know, right within the window.
Yeah.
And we were cutting it close. I think we were like a day or two out. Yep. And we still did not have a seat for her. And I just happened to be scanning every so often while I was at work and just snagged it last minute. And I think she had a few gray hairs sprout during that whole incident. She was definitely stressed out about it. I mean, I generally am a calmer person, so it didn't faze me a whole ton. But yeah, I'll ride high on that one.
You should ride high. As Jen tells it, the flight was, for folks who don't know, you get your free companion pass on Southwest. You get a free seat as long as there's a seat on the plane. And the flight sold out. And, right. You know, Jen didn't have a seat for their daughter. And as she told it to me that, you know, she got a call from you and I got the seat and the vacation was saved by Mr. Deals at the last minute.
Yes, it was. And you know what? Look, nowadays without me, she doesn't have all this fun to take advantage of. I'm the one that's doing most of the traveling. You know, she still gets to dictate what hotel chain I'm loyal to, where I'm staying, what flight I'm booking, you know. So I'm providing a lot more than I used to these days.
You're finally picking up your end of the bargain. I love it. Well, we're going to step aside for our final break. We're going to come back and run Mr. Deals through some lightning questions before we let him get back to some family time. We'll be right back on the Now Boarding Podcast. Now While we're taking a quick break from the show, I wanted to invite you to listen to my original travel podcast, Miles to Go, where we bring you the latest travel news, tips, and tricks to help you save money and travel better. Each week, we invite 2 to 3 of the best travel bloggers to share their strategies about the world of travel. Check us out on iTunes or wherever else you find great podcasts. Back on the Now Boarding podcast to wrap up with Adam from Deals We Like, and we're going to zip through some lightning questions. First up, Adam, one of the greatest places you've ever visited.
So I would have to go to our honeymoon, and for me, it was Bali. Bali, I thought, was a phenomenal place. Beautiful beaches, great culture. I loved just the whole experience there. And also as a surfer who wishes I could surf some of the waves there, it was fascinating to watch some of the most incredible surf breaks and some of the talent that was out there.
Yeah, I still haven't been, but it's definitely on my bucket list to go. And I do aspire to be able to surf like I used to be able to do in high school. It's been a long time. All right. So how about favorite airline?
Right now, it has to be JetBlue. It's what I fly most for work, or at least I try to fly all the time. It's at least from a, you know, having status, their program, the Mosaic status that you get there, just allows for good flexibility, especially when we're booking family vacations. It's, I mean, Southwest is good. I'll give it to Jen. You know, Southwest has been good to us. But from a business travel perspective, I'm never uncomfortable. Again, I'm not like a huge guy, so I don't feel like I'm squished in a lot of airline seats, except for Spirit. I will avoid Spirit at all costs. But JetBlue, I think, has put out a solid product as far as airlines go.
Yeah, I wish they hadn't pulled out of Dulles. You know, they've definitely been an airline that I've enjoyed over the years. And I will say, Spirit's gotten a lot better. But I will say, there's a tale of two worlds on Spirit. There's the big front seat, and there's the rest of the airplane. And I'm a big advocate of the big front seat, not so much the rest of the airplane.
Yeah, I had one experience on Spirit, and I hope to never take it again.
All right, favorite hotel chain?
Right now, that would be Hyatt. But honestly, when it comes to business travel, and given the fact that I have 2 little kids at home, at one of which who sleeps sometimes, just give me a clean room and a bed and I'm good to go.
Loosely translated, for those that are listening and aren't married, his favorite hotel chain is whatever his wife tells him it is.
Exactly.
Favorite credit card, and this one might be Jen too, but yeah, favorite credit card.
So there are 2 that are in my rotation right now. It's the Hyatt Visa that I just got with whatever promotion happened to be out there, and then I am also on the Amex Rose Gold card.
Yes.
Which, when I pull that one out, people are like, "Ooh, that's fancy." Not that I care about that, but it's I guess it's nice to get a compliment on your credit card.
Yeah. All right, and last question. This one, I'd say, you know, some of our more hardcore boarding area bloggers don't love this question. I do because I have one. What's one place that's still on your bucket list?
That is a great question. So, for whatever reason, I've always wanted to go to the Galapagos Islands. And I've, you know, there's plenty of other places that I'd like to go and see, but that one just jumps out at me. Maybe it's because I know that there's some world-class surfing there. The weather seems like it's nice.
Yeah.
It's warm. I live in the Northeast. It's always nice to go to a place with warm weather. So that's one.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good one. And I think we need to end too with, seeing as how you guys have relocated back to Boston, you are a Red Sox fan, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm a sports mutt, as I tell most people. So being born in Virginia, living a portion of my life in Pennsylvania, then Massachusetts, and then actually the longest place I've lived consecutively is New York. And I have New Yorker parents. That influence came down on me a bit. But then moving to Boston, I just decided to avoid baseball.
Yeah, good call. There's nothing nothing good at Fenway. Trust me.
Well, the hot dogs are pretty good.
Well, I really had fun with this, and more fun than I could have even imagined when we got started. And I'm sure I could have prepped Jen for even more fun stuff to give me to make it fun. But when you're not hopping on the podcast with me or penciling, full stop. I forgot to tell you too. Like she had mentioned that you wanted to be on the podcast. So, in case she didn't mention it. Good news is you've agreed to give her massages and buy her shoes for me having you on the podcast. So just write those down because you got to take care of
that. That's easy because she's not very picky with shoes. I can get her a pair of sneakers and she's good to go.
Not like my wife. My wife is much pickier with her shoes.
They just got to be comfortable for travel.
Oh, and you do need to write more too. That was the other thing. So we need to see more. We need to see more Mr. Deals posts. Can't have any more of this teasing and telling us you're going to write more and then not. You just got to pick a schedule, man, and stick to it.
Yeah, I know. I get a hard time. I've got one in the works. I'm bad at it. I was never a writer. But you'll find me there periodically.
Love it. All right. Well, tell folks where they can find you and Jen.
Sure. So we are on all the social networks of sorts, although we haven't really gotten started with Snapchat. But you can find us at Deals We Like on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Email us at dealswelike@gmail.com. And then, of course, the site is dealswelike.com. And you know, if you request me enough, I will start contributing much more. But be sure to read up on the old posts if you want to see some of the hell I've been through in this whole points and miles game.
Yeah, and don't forget, guys, you can hear Jen just about every week on my other podcast, Miles to Go, where she shares a deal each week in the It's a Big Deal segment, and they are some of the best deals every single week. It was great having Adam on the podcast. I had a ton of fun with it. I hope you guys had fun listening in. We still have over 50 boarding area bloggers to catch up with here on Now Boarding. If you have questions for any of your favorite boarding area bloggers, be sure to drop me a line. My email address is ed@pizzainmotion.com. And you can find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all @pizzainmotion. Until next week, I'll be looking for cool places to travel. We'll see you soon.